One of the farmers, Monashe Mujeri, said most of the farmers do not have funds for the 2016-2017 agricultural season as they were not paid for delivering maize, sorghum and other products to the GMB.
The farmers, I won't say the farmers are prepared for the season. They are not getting enough support from the government, from whoever should do, support the farmers. Because why I say so? As I speak, from where I come from, there's not even one farmer who has got anything, any inputs in place right now.
Another farmer, Clifford Kupeko, said some farmers lost their implements to financial institutions for failing to service bank loans.
80%, if I'm not mistaken, of the farmers that had access to loans, had their machineries, equipment attached by the deputy sheriff, and they are being disempowered. So for us to say we are going into farming in such a scenario without government intervening and the authority intervening, it's a pipe dream.
Zimbabwe Farmers Union President Abdul Credit Nyati added that his organization has appealed for credit in the form of maize seed and fertilizer from companies producing agricultural inputs.
In another note, we are also discussing as a union now with our players, industry players like the fertilizer people, the seed people, to check. And as I speak right now, we are coming from a meeting. They have agreed that they are now prepared. Fertilizer is almost enough that of what that we need, and the seed is almost enough of what we need. So we are now working the metrics of saying how will it be distributed to be nearer to the farmers. Yes, there are also challenges that cost of transporting, which would raise the prices of, but we're negotiating to say how best can we really bring it to the ability of the farmer.
But Mr. Mujeri said inputs from such companies are too expensive and make farming business unprofitable.
They don't care. If you are given inputs worth, say, about $1,000, you'll have to pay back more than $1,000. So that doesn't make any sense. Suppose you are disturbed by something else like this year, affected by drought. Then somebody is saying, I gave you inputs worth about 1,200, 1,500. The provider is looking for that money, and that he knows very well, or that organization knows very well, that there's drought. People were affected by drought, so we won't get anywhere.
Nyati noted that due to climate change, his union has embarked on an educational drive, urging farmers to plow early and late crops and to cultivate drought-tolerant crops like sorghum and millet.
The major thing we are doing as a union is to educate our farmers first that drought is now here to stay. We treat drought as something that has come and is never going to go because of climate change that has been seen scientifically all over the world. However, in Zimbabwe, we are saying the purpose of educating is part and parcel of putting a state of preparedness for the farmer. Once the farmer knows that I can be working here and there shall be no rain, therefore what must I do?
Kupeko said unions are not doing enough to protect farmers from unscrupulous financial institutions that are confiscating their farm implements. Kupeko said farmers' organizations should engage the government on reviewing producer prices to cushion farmers from high agricultural input costs.
The unions are not doing enough. They are not doing enough in terms of representing the farmers, which are their members. So if you look at how farmers are having their items attached and stuff like that, how farmers are also failing to access funding, that can not engage the government to say, look here, for the farmers to be productive, we need protection. Because if you look even in SADC, I'll give you an example of countries like Malawi. Why Malawi has become also a breadbasket of southern region just from Norway? It's because of the intervention of the government itself. So the farmers cannot do it alone without the assistance of the government whatsoever.
But farming analysts said for farmers to produce enough to feed the nation, government should subsidize the inputs like what other countries like Zambia and Malawi are doing. a 50-kilogram bag of fertilizer that costs $35 in Chinoy is selling for $7 in Zambia. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.